All right, we'll go ahead and call our meeting to order. If we, did everybody have a chance to look at our brief?
Yeah, they were chairs.
Minutes. I mean, basically, it was just a real working session last week, and I think that.
Not a reflection of you, Nathan.
No, it didn't need to be more than it is.
Yeah.
It's fine.
No, that was perfect.
Yeah, it's fine.
So if there's no.
We made up for it the week before with the whole.
Terseness may not necessarily be my best trait.
It's not your long suit. I've seen some of your writing. It's like mine. It's terrible. It's verbose, but that's okay.
All right, so we've adopted the minutes.
Yes.
And maybe we can start again. Karen, do you want to talk a little bit about what you've been seeing and kind of where you feel things are?
Sure. Let's see. The first thing is this. I'd like to be included on emails concerning the text, the narrative, no matter whether I've said I want to work on that chapter or not. Just anything to do with the writing of this document. That way, at least I'll be.
Yeah.
I'll be
yeah, you should be in the conversation.
Yeah.
Right. And as far as what I'm seeing, I personally worked on the boundaries chapter. And the levies chapter, and I know you have too.
Me too, yes, quite a bit,
and
actually.
I think those are coming together very nicely.
Finally. Yeah, but they're kind of one chapter split
yeah,
in a way. They mirror each other somewhat.
Yeah, they do. And they do. I think both issues deserve the attention that they're getting at this point.
It is getting better,
yes. And there's the CAG process chapter I thought was very good. I also thought that, Dan, your summary of some of your conversations with people in other places about what consolidation had done for them was good, appropriate, well.
Yeah, that was a good piece.
We don't have to do anything with that. We can just carry it the way it is. I think there are still some issues. There's still a lot of repetition, and you've got to go through that, and there are still actually some errors of fact. We've got to go through it for that. And we've got to do it between now and next week.
Yep.
My thought is that you get to a point on something like this where you have to say, we're done. Because there are five people involved, plus Nathan, plus me. And if you don't quit, you're going to have loose ends all over the place. You're going to get to the final.
You know, Karen, one of the things I noticed, too, is as I was making some edits in the last 2 days, places where there might be repetition, it's hard to ensure that if you correct it in one chapter and it appears somewhere else, it doesn't necessarily follow that text.
That's a real challenge. And what I'm hoping is that within the next day or so, this project will be far enough along so that I at least can read the whole thing from beginning to end and try to identify some of those places, try to be able to say the flow is good, there are not contradictions, and perhaps most importantly, things are beginning to be clear and accurate. This is Wednesday, I don't know where you guys are at with this. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, sometime before next week's.
Yeah.
I need a couple of days before next week's.
Yeah, I was thinking if we said, you know, Sunday at midnight or something, no more.
Yeah, Sunday at midnight.
Content changes, and then we can work on continuity or something like that.
I mean, unless you get permission.
Because then you have a couple of days, and, you know, there's Wednesday to get Nathan or whoever to do whatever needs to happen. Yeah.
To do all the fixing and
formatting,
okay,
mostly. Is that reasonable?
Yeah, a week's enough.
My biggest issue, though, is that.
With fixing the writing, fixing the layout, fixing the numbering, fixing the index, it's got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
And I think anything less than a week is a mistake.
No, I agree. I think that's a good admonition to us as far as the deadline to make changes. You know, we just are out of time.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of work, and it's bulky, and it's a great document, but it has come together over time, and as we've corrected some things haven't caught up to.
Joe, it's the way that this kind of a project works. Yeah. If you've got five people working on it, it's just going to be that way. Yeah.
Well, that's where the both inconsistencies and the redundancies come in.
Right.
Because there's too many people, each writing somewhat independently.
But it wouldn't. There are real advantages to doing it this way, so I think you should be comfortable with this approach. I was going to say something else, but I've lost it. So that's the drift. Finish by Sunday at midnight. I'll read it cover to cover, tell you what I find, and talk about it. I'll have to email it to you because I'll be in Seattle next Wednesday. And that's it. Nathan and I will have a little bit of trouble with the back and forth getting the edits.
No. Oh, really?
Yeah, I have not been able to get the edits, but it's okay.
I don't know, Nathan and I seem to be editing in real time sometimes with simultaneously in the same paragraph. So I never know. That happens not infrequently.
George, don't write that.
Well, a comment will appear before I finish the sentence, you know.
Yeah, I don't know why Karin was having trouble, but I think it's because she doesn't have a Google account. So she's
It might take longer to update
that link, and I don't really, there might be some issue with that, and I don't know.
And it's that lousy word processing program she uses.
I use, what did I tell you, Office?
I can't remember the name of it, because I don't know it.
Yeah, if you're not editing in Google Docs, right. The web, you're not seeing it in real time. But it doesn't matter. That's not an issue.
They are no excuse for anything, and they're not really hampering me. Mm-hmm. So I'm not worried about that.
Good, so we're all good with the Sunday deadline.
Well, I am, except I'm a little concerned about the words in the financial package chapter.
Putting some text into it.
There isn't any.
Yeah. There isn't.
There's no.
Other than.
It's not just it's inadequate.
Yeah.
There's nothing there.
Other than. I did some. I didn't see an executive summary when I looked today. But I just saw you have an executive summary. And so I had actually written an executive summary just as a starting point, and I didn't see that in the docs. Today, and I also wrote aspects of chapter one, but the financial piece I'm like halfway through, so I'll get that up on the thing. But somehow I'm not either seeing all of what.
Well,
There's not a separate executive summary. There's an introduction. There's a recommendation.
The intro and recommendations are the two new first chapters.
And then chapters have
Oh, I know. You're looking at the CAG process, which I think.
I wrote an executive summary, and I also wrote chapter one, CAG recommendations and guidance. And actually, I've got it on disk because I couldn't get it uploaded either.
I can put it up there right now.
Yeah, so we can get that.
They can all see it.
That technology we have. Fido.
So there's still the financial stuff on there, but it's CAG summary in chapter one.
It's right next to that section highlighted embezzlement.
So you guys can kind of read that. And so what I did was I took that outline that I had done and put that together for the recommendation, which I was going to pull off of your recommendation, and then the benefits of the recommendation, absolute conditions of the recommendation, concerns of the recommendation. I took some of what yours was that you had gotten and incorporated it in, all of that. And then I also did implementation considerations, and so I got that. Which
are those hard copies, right?
Yeah, these are hard.
Can we go ahead and just look at the hard copies as a starting point?
Sure.
We'll see how it looks compared to the recommendation that Chuck and I worked on.
Yeah, there you go.
Rick, since you weren't at the last meeting, that you missed some of maybe what we kind of agreed, which was yeah. Chuck and Mark were going to go off and write chapter one or whatever it was that was going to happen. And it happened. Kind of.
Okay.
Well, this is good, though. This is not a bad way for us to synthesize. I mean, that was part of our intent with moving forward, was to be able to at least get a significant part of the recommendation done and then incorporate some of your thoughts.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure. This can fold in.
Yeah, I think it can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the benefits were one of the things we were looking forward to. That we did.
And so I added a little bit of financial underneath the benefits here. And so I'll finish this off. And then I was going to put the, just clean up that budget that's on that disk and add that as the financial, as a comparative. And then, but with the fact that you folks are kind of opposed to suggesting any, hard numbers, it becomes one of those somewhat nebulous.
Well, that's why I think in the verbiage that should accompany the numbers, we need to say things like, based on this rough cut, which has no weight to it except this is what we saw in the numbers, we think, for example, a levy rate of this amount ought to be okay for, the fire district.
Okay, well,
so, we can get a range even of numbers that says, somewhere between 40 and 50% or something is a good enough number based on our analysis of the financials, which are in here. And they look fine, I think, as a consolidated set of numbers.
Okay.
We can say those kind of words. We don't have to pin them down and say you have to come in at the numbers that we came up with.
No, I wasn't going to do that. So I just started with, like a financial benefit reduction in total staff numbers between the two organizations, reduction in duplication of expenses and administrative operational, and I can go into more detail about
sort of
what those are.
Backing up the numbers with, based on these assumptions, we come up with cost savings potentially two or three years down the road, maybe, once it's all done, of 400, 500, 600, whatever it is.
If you look at what Chuck and I did, we just threw in that total cost savings have not been calculated, but through our financial analysis, they're estimated to be over $500,000 annually.
And picked a number.
We picked a number.
That's cool. I can go with that.
Well, if you can find a number that's supported by what you've done, it would be a little
Rick
better.
Frazier as a sub.
Yeah, okay.
With his home phone number?
But if you're willing to put it down, because that's where I was stumbling around, so I'm fine with that. If you're willing to put in number in,
we were throwing something out just as a...
We picked around.
Yeah, but my impression of the last, or two times ago, or whenever I was here, was that you didn't want to commit to much less than what the current levy amount is.
We don't want to tell them to levy or lid lift if they're going to do that, whichever way they go. But presumably they're going to do a lid lift. And we wanted it to be not greater than the current levy rate that they go up.
Right, and I put that in. In fact, I put that,
you put
into
that into the verbiage.
Into the verbiage. Just actually what was in there. But I do have a question on that. Is that I actually said it that because I thought we were recommending a levy lift to the current levy to include EMS operations.
Uh-huh.
If this is determined not to be the best course of action, then a new EMS levy under the fire district may be the solution.
We can
with
say
the
that.
Integration of EMS and new operating capital budgets should be developed to determine the amount of the new levy.
Right.
And so what I'll do is based on that is I'll give a reference kind of point. That's under actually the last page, number two.
So I'm wondering how much can be nice to meld the work you did to what Chuck and I have done. Some of it's almost the same.
I can't do it till Friday, but I could do it Friday.
Well, did you load it up, Nathan?
I did. It's under Frazier_CAG summary and Frazier_chapter1.
So now it's in the folder?
Chapter one. It's in the same folder as all the other chapters, though. And I converted them to Google Docs, so you can open them in the...
What's it? Oh, there's Fraser Keg summary, Fraser chapter 1, I see.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, where's that again?
It's in the folder drafting.
Okay, got it.
Like all the other documents, or all the other chapters of the report are.
Got it.
So, underneath. So maybe I wasn't even looking at the right spot today. Yesterday.
Oh, that could be it. Because there is a folder that has all of the chapters.
Did you see any of those? Drafting. That's the one they're working on. That's right. The main recommendation.
I saw table of contents in.
So this is.
Yeah. So I'll. But I saw. Oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Did it look like?
Yeah, like, but that was.
Because it only shows the last five edited here. You have to actually open this folder.
You have to open the folder to see them all.
And then it'll show
I saw just a whole bunch. But this, but that I had. Okay. Just what you had.
Where'd you put the Fraser thing up?
It's at the end. It's now at the
it's
end.
It's a separate.
Go past all the others. The licensure, all that stuff. Did you see that? No? Maybe you were in there.
Past chapter 10 where it says index. Sure. It's down at the bottom.
Yeah. I see. All right. Anyway, for whatever that's worth.
There it is.
Okay, I have to renumber some of the chapters since you've added a 0.5. I realize that that's at the end of the deck.
I put together an executive summary.
It looks like you're going to have to do that.
But I actually thought of one or two other things that may be pertinent. So you can read it and say whether it's going in the right direction or not.
Yeah, I think a lot of this can be integrated and actually is consistent.
Yeah, we want to fold this into what's here already and make it work.
I think Karin's raised an issue, though. One of the things we should do is take a look at some of the things that you've identified in your recommendations, Rick, and just cross-reference it to what we've done and see if we've got agreement. One of the issues is the simplified levy management. I think what we did is we laid out a couple of scenarios that could be analyzed and considered by the boards. So I'm not sure that we've landed solely on
a single levy.
On a single levy, I think that's one of the options, but I don't think that's the sole option.
I thought that when we discussed, I thought from George's input that a lid lift, a single levy, lid lift, zero out EMS was probably the preferable direction.
Right.
And so I thought if we were doing directions, we ought to go ahead and give the recommendation.
I think that's our first recommendation. If they want to choose for some reason, I can't think of why right now, they could do a separate EMS levy.
And our recommendation that Chuck and I put together says that. It says that
just says it a little differently, I guess.
The CAG recommends an equivalent lid lift to the fire district levy sufficient to fund the EMS operation within the fire district. In no case shall the lid lift exceed the amount currently collected by the hospital district for EMS.
So most of what you have, because I took that document
and I
put that in. Good. The only thing is that I did that. I did a benefit as a levy management, as a single levy, because of what George suggested to go, and then I put it here under implementation, underneath the levy, lid lift or EMS, in their implementation considerations. I did it as they would have to work down through getting this process in, and so I put it there instead of, because this is the benefits. And so the benefit is a single levy management. I did it that way. And then our absolute considerate, and then any concerns, because these are two concerns that I've heard brought up. So I did that. And then I did other considerations if they weren't kind of absolute conditions.
Gotcha.
And if we wanted to put them. So I did it. It doesn't mean you have to run it this
way.
I that document, I incorporated a lot. What I didn't incorporate was the background, but either under benefits, concerns, or absolutes, I put your document into this.
And Karin, you have a concern?
I think you can find your way through this by referring to this as a first step benefit as opposed to a total benefit for all time. Because and remember that this chart exists in the opening of the levies chapter. Yeah. and you go to an independent EMS levy at 2 or 3 years. And this is something that Dan, you were concerned about earlier, the idea that this document is a document for over time, not just for tomorrow morning. So I think if you incorporate into that statement something about a first step, it'll be fine.
With the idea that another levy could be run years down the road once they decide for whatever reason.
And it's demonstrated.
Do that. For example, well, it's unlikely they're going to bump into their limit on fire district levies anytime soon.
And you give them the drawbacks of a single levy, which have to do with the administration and keeping the funds, keeping everybody happy about how the funds are spent. That can be an issue, and that's going to drive it toward, ultimately, I suspect, an EMS, independent EMS levy. Held by the fire department.
But as opposed to a lid lift?
As opposed to a lid lift.
Well, that way, those funds that are raised through the EMS levy have to be spent on EMS.
Right.
If they think that what you've done is just done a tax increase for fire, and EMS is getting strangled because not that whole lid lift is going to EMS, some of it's been siphoned off for
but
fire.
But if we're concerned that the fire commission and the fire administration is going to funnel money away from EMS,
right,
then I think we need to change our recommendations so they don't consolidate. So if we have that concern about the administration and leadership of the fire district right now, then we should not be recommending they consolidate.
And I actually included that in as one of the concerns with the idea of emergency response, maybe a joint approach for EMS fire. The actual operations are very different with a combined board. There is now a consideration needed to address both distinct focuses, and I wanted to expand on that, but the fact is that both for financial and so forth, it is a concern especially if we suggest that.
I mean, to me, if you have one levy, you're asking the fire district commissioners and the fire administration to run the operation efficiently and effectively for both fire and EMS, and you don't shortchange one or the other. You run the operation as it needs to be run.
You're asking them to take responsibility.
Ask them to take responsibility. Yes.
Be held accountable.
And if we can't, if we don't have confidence in them to do that, then we should not be recommending they merge.
You know, one of the strengths of Rick's document here is, ironically, that it does highlight concerns. That's something that's not in that CAG recommendation. It's not a bad idea to have a section that outlines concerns. I mean, it's part of the process,
and,
right?
It's very minimalistic, but at this point.
But no, we don't have that actually anywhere else in the document at the moment. So
it's reasonable.
And what I tried to do in this, because you had it titled recommendations, is I wanted to do the benefits of the recommendation, absolute conditions of the recommendations, concerns of the recommendation,
right.
You know, as what we can, do, and then implementation.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I did implementation considerations is to try to list out all those things and try to put them in kind of a chronological order.
It's basically a SWOT statement: strengths, weaknesses,
yeah.
opportunities.
Yeah. To some degree.
Yeah. And we did cover some of that in the CAG process chapter. That basically said, look, you know, this may be the greatest plan in the world, but if you don't execute it well, it's going to be a bad idea.
Right.
But it's not fleshed out particularly well. And, you know, if you want to do an honest assessment, raising some concerns isn't necessarily a bad idea. You see, on the balance, we've got more good ideas than bad. On the balance, we think this is the right thing to do, but here are some concerns. It's not really a bad idea.
Yeah. So what's the process going to be that's going to fold all this together?
Well, I can tell you that a lot of what you guys have there, if you haven't touched it in the last 6 or 7 hours, because I was going through that, is rolled into this in some form or fashion in different areas. It's not entirely there yet, but 80 or 70%, except for the background. I didn't put any of the background in because I was dealing with it from a standpoint of impacting the recommendation as opposed to just giving information.
Yeah, I don't think there was anything done on this specifically today.
A lot of what was just some editing. I mean, there were some minor edits,
but yeah, you guys wrote all this stuff like 2 days ago.
Yes. No, that's true. That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So much of what you guys captured then is is in at least what I put or what, and again, so we can go back, you know, we can do that format and it probably wouldn't be hard.
To fold them in together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you want to fold them in this format or in that format?
Gosh, I don't know. Karen, do you have any...
I'm sorry, why was looking at this?
Well, we're just looking at the formats between what Rick is proposing and kind of the document as it stands right now. And really, it's just a matter of assembling these two together. There's a lot of similarities here, and format-wise, it may be... The way Rick broke it out, I think it's interesting just because it makes it... It takes some of these pieces and breaks them down.
Yeah. If you're asking me about...
The organization of that.
Yes. I think that's fine. I think that there's certainly good things to be said about it.
Yeah, I kind of like what the outline is for what Rick did, and think there's value in that because it sort of does suggest the different pieces of the recommendation. And, you know.
Karen, I'm going to help you enforce the midnight Sunday thing.
You're going to cut.
I heard it. And I'm going to the break.
You're
going to
cut the power to all of our houses. Or something? How's that going to happen?
So I guess I would ask: are we simply making the recommendation that they move forward with the integration without also recommending? I mean, we have implementation. The way this is structured, the way Rick has it, we have one recommendation that they move forward with. Merging the two organizations, but we don't make a recommendation regarding the town.
It's
a implementation.
It's under implementation. You can move stuff up into this first paragraph if you think it's more important than.
What I'm asking is what is our recommendation and what is our.
And what do you think then, or what are you proposing be in that first paragraph or whatever that is?
Yeah, or the multiple.
Top level
so do you want like multiple recommendations?
Pulling from the.
Because it's more of a process basis. Of how to accomplish the recommendation. Correct. The recommendation is that the two entities ought to integrate.
Understand. But the other piece of it is that we've also said we're recommending that the fire district and town move forward with annexation.
Right.
Well, we've also said that they should expand the board. We said a lot of
that. That's what we have in the recommendation.
Yeah, at what point does...
Well, so... Okay, sorry.
Does it become an implementation question versus the overall recommendation?
So I did under absolute conditions of the recommendation.
Merge drives
these
other things, which become implementation of merge. And I guess that's the real question, is do we want to have it very terse, sort of succinct in that one paragraph that says we recommend that they merge, or move this to that and merge, or whatever. And then the rest of it becomes an implementation question.
Yeah. My absolute conditions, I think, are just those in-house staffing, capital equipment, key performance indicators, MPD, MPPD involvement, cross-trained paid personnel. So all the things you did, I did under absolute conditions of the recommendation. So
I see that, and I have no problem with that. I guess the question I would have is you were pretty strong on the amount of the levy that you know, you were even concerned about having them go to the existing EMS levy rate. To that amount for either a new EMS levy or levy lid lift, and so
no, I was.
You think they should go? They should less.
I think they should go a fair percentage less, and when I say fair percentage, you're 500. I'm thinking that that's actually a
I guess what I'm saying is you, and again it's a little bit semantics. We have our overall recommendation, but. Your only concern then is listed under implementation considerations. It's not anywhere else into absolutes.
I haven't finished this. Okay. Yes. So there's still.
Okay.
I wanted to come with because I didn't. I saw this, but I didn't see like an executive summary and so forth. So this was my version of that, but I couldn't get it on disk to get it uploaded. So that's kind of why I brought it.
So, to the extent that we would still adjust this, the recommendations piece, How does that impact what we're trying to do, Karin, as far as assembling us? I mean, we're essentially there.
Yeah, I think if you decide which of these two approaches you want to take, if you want to take Rick's approach, it's fairly straightforward to incorporate this approach into the recommendation chapter, and this becomes the recommendation chapter.
Right. So we can still move things around. I mean, because we...
Oh, yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Yes, you can, absolutely. And I encourage you to do that, because I think this represents a good, succinct look at a whole bunch of issues. But then what we need to do is see how Rick's recommendations and his conditions and so on track with the rest of the document.
Right.
And there's, I think the best process is for you guys to decide which approach you like, which approach you're going to take. And then once we've decided that, we can go into the document and see if that needs to be changed.
And I don't think we have a problem. I don't think we have a problem with the approach. Right, as far as format, it's just trying to make sure that.
Well, we were just talking about
top line.
This approach or that approach, since we have two approaches.
You said in the document that we've all been looking at, you said it could be this, or it could be that, or it could be the other. And now this list of recommendations says it should be this.
Yeah, this is what it should be. There are other options, but this is what it should be.
And that's the way I thought we were
going. Which is the way I
thought we were
going.
One, annex the town into Friday Harbor. And,
right.
I mean, it was kind of an absolute lid lift should be the way it should go. But I gave a caveat out on that. EMS levy should go to $0, which is what George...
Right.
And then the Outer Island determination I put down on... So B and C actually gives you the differences between the two. And that one's one that I didn't make a recommendation. What I did is I said number four, because the difference in the boundaries are included within EMS fire levy, the determination needs to be made by the community and each of the boards on a strategy to deal with the different boundaries. That's the only thing I didn't make a recommendation. Mm-hmm. There's one hell of a lot of little freaking islands in the EMS side that isn't in the fire side.
I was looking at that with Nathan today. And more than half of them are uninhabited.
Yeah, they gotta be
What's
rocks.
What's the point?
I think
they're included for the purposes of visitors or...
Yeah, sure. If somebody runs aground there, but that's a whole different question than whether or not they should be in the district paying taxes for services when there isn't even a structure on that rock.
Right.
You know, and as I did the math on this, and Nathan volunteered, I think, to run over and ask maybe the auditor's office or the assessor's office, whoever has statistics on this, how many people really live on those 25 rocks that we identified as being the ones that are not in the district, in fire district, I mean? And I think the answer is you've got, you know, 25 islands or something, 15 of which have no structures and no inhabitants at all, and the other 10 might total a grand total of maybe 200 people. Maybe, on a good day in the summer. I don't really think this is a big deal. And so my suggestion was, and if I was to put a recommendation in here, treat them as de minimis. It doesn't matter. It doesn't count. There's going to be one or two calls a year. We may blow a whole grand, $2,000 going out there. So what? You know, if we spend $10,000 on the two calls in a year, I'd be surprised. So out of, you know, $2.5 million, that doesn't seem like enough to be spending too many paragraphs in this report on. And they can easily just add them to the service area in the licensure if you feel like. By the way, one of the things I thought was going to be in the absolute hard and fast, you know, requirements is no reduction in service levels. And I didn't see that.
Well, I put that as the Citizens Advisory. This was in my executive set. The Citizens Advisory work under three main objectives. None of the health care or fire services being delivered to the residents will be inferior to the services that are now being received.
And I would have thought that might also appear in the absolute conditions of the recommendations, that whatever you do,
no
harm, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that should be one of those paragraphs.
Sure.
Okay, so I would add that one, at least, because I think that's an important absolute. And I think the answer is they can take care of that with just increasing the service area.
But that's in the Outer Islands?
One. Right.
Yeah,
solves the problem.
I did it as a whole main objective that everything we did was measured against against no cost increase and against towards improving health care delivery to the residents.
Right.
So that's how I thought we kind of based. But let me ask you a question, George. I built four to kind of what I thought was what your recommendation was on the Outer Islands, which is let them kind of make the choice.
I saw what you said. And you know what? I kind of don't even know that they need to do that, partly because you're going to have a hard time getting consensus out of those 300 people or whatever there are that
right.
have property on 25 different islands.
But while they're working towards the levy, I thought that would be a good chore for them to get the community involved, because we talked about that they could make that a function of process.
They can certainly do that if it doesn't slow down anything else.
Yes.
And the thing that I think they could do in the interim that solves our absolute they shall do no harm rule is just include those islands in the service area regardless of whether they're in the taxing district or not. Because it won't make any difference dollars-wise. If I'm right about this, it probably doesn't make $50,000 a year difference in how much money they raise. It will probably not make $10,000 of difference in how much money they spend on calls to those islands. And it probably could be done just to the stroke of the pen in the licensing application to say these islands are in our service area because they were in our service
Didn't
area.
Didn't we figure like $60,000 or $70,000 difference?
Yeah, they would show up in a budget somewhere.
Well,
yeah.
That was another thing Nathan thought we could collect from the assessor's office, is how much money is actually collected from those islands that are in this district but not in that district.
We saw it somewhere.
I thought we saw it too, but
yeah.
I don't
yeah.
remember if Kulseth brought that or not.
I recall yeah. thinking it was somewhere around 60 or 70,000.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So,
check.
Yeah.
You want to check? Because I'm flying Richard Thursday, the assessor, and in the morning time, and I could ask them what they thought on this.
Well, we already
you tell them you won't put them down until they tell you the answer.
Yeah, we're going to be in a holding pattern until you give me the answer I want.
Probably not something John has to bother with. We already know the tax codes. I mean, we have 9 tax codes in our district.
Yeah. Yeah.
4 of them, including the town, are not in the fire district. So I have the exact 3 tax codes.
Yeah.
And so all they have to do is tell us what the assessed values of those 3 tax codes are.
Yeah, and then we can figure out what the levy rate is for that.
Okay,
so
great.
It should just take Melanie like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I think you'll get that answered pretty quick.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Honestly, I think it is a small enough number in both sides, revenue and expenses for however many calls there will be to those islands, that this is not something that should
be. So I've talked with the sheriff and I talked with Norvin and so forth about just responses by the boat and so forth. And it's an issue that they're going to be addressing in the chief's meeting as to evaluating service expectations to these areas.
That's good, because they should have done
that. You know what I really think they ought to do is they ought to have that MOU that we talked about between Fire 2, 3, 4 saying, okay, if it's this island, tone these guys.
Right.
Because I don't think they have that figured out at 911 yet.
So if
the dispatcher doesn't know who to call, they at least at the fire chief's level could figure that out.
Yeah.
And everybody wins, because that's a service level improvement right there. There's clarity.
We do have incidents where the chiefs or the departments will talk between each other about what their capabilities are and who can go.
Well, yeah, who has resources closest to this island would be an interesting conversation that they should be having.
Yeah.
I don't know that that needs to be something we do the research on, frankly.
And that's why I thought they should do that research. And they should set, because I see here, it was difficult to understand what the service area is. There was no clear expectations,
Well, there's no clear expectation on response time to some of these islands, but there is a in the licensing, it's very clear which service areas are included and which are not.
No, expectations of the level of service.
Right. Service levels are, obviously, we don't even have that metric on San Juan Island. We're certainly not going to have it on some of these others.
And that takes care of our obligation where we said we wouldn't abandon anybody.
Right. That's what I thought, too.
And if we're going to keep that,
Yes.
That absolute requirement should be covered this way.
This at least will pacify me.
Yeah,
it's good.
I wanted to make sure that we did meet that standard that says we're not reducing service levels.
I put in the recommendation, I kind of took yours, but I put in within the next 2 years, the 3 boards should integrate into one organization under one leadership. Is 2 years?
For integrating what into
this whole thing?
To make the merger complete.
To make the merger complete.
Should is a good word.